Hey, this is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix. Can you smell that? That's another batch of practical defense. Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 248, Shotgun Revisited. There was a lot of response to last week's episode on shotgun for home defense. Lots of folks wrote in and left voicemails. There were also many questions about gun safes, styles, locking mechanisms, and my personal preferences. Many of the questions were the same, so I figured we needed to clarify a few points and share some of the notes that people sent in. So first, I'd like to clarify the story that I shared about the man who discharged his handgun into the air, was convicted, and then sentenced to a year in jail. I told that story because it underscored the poor advice given by our vice president. It was a real-world example that if you discharge a firearm into the air, even when your life is being threatened, you can be prosecuted for it. Okay, let's switch to some of your feedback and suggestions on securing shotguns for home defense. I'll include links to all the products mentioned in the show notes. Marshall B. wrote in and said, "Just listen to your talk on shotgun for home defense. You talked about it being difficult to secure a long gun for home defense. There are, however, some great gun safes on the market made for the sole purpose that you should look at." Thanks, Marshall. And then he also provided a link to Sentry Safe Home Defense Center. This is a vertical shotgun safe that fits into a corner of a room. It bolts to the wall and to the floor. There's a combination lock on top of the unit. Next up, we have a voicemail from Kyle in Idaho.
Hey, Alex. This is Kyle from Pocatello, Idaho. I just want to call in. Let you know you have a very awesome show. Love it. Been listening for quite a while. And, comment and a question for you. You were talking about shotguns and storage and everything on your last show, and wanted to give you a heads up, and especially for the audience, that Fort Knox actually makes a shotgun safe. And it's just for an individual shotgun, from what it appears anyway. I don't have one, but about $400 off of their website. And I thought that was pretty cool, along with a number of other little handgun safes and stuff. But and then a question about the, I believe you said it was a biometric lock, where you use just your fingerprint. And is it possible for you to have multiple fingerprints in that, so you can have, you know, your different family members able to access the safe as well? Or is that not an option on those? Anyway, that's it, and thanks again for the great show.
Thanks, Kyle. The Fort Knox shotgun safe is a horizontal model. It looks like it could slide under a bed, with the opening facing outward. The combination lock is on the small door at the end of the unit. Actually, and I received several messages about the Fort Knox safes. To answer Kyle's questions, the biometric unit that I have can store up to 50 different fingerprints. I have the unit programmed with all 10 of my fingers and all 10 of my wife's fingers. The reason is that some of your fingers might not be readable in a conflict. They could be crushed, shot, cut, torn, or bleeding too much to read. I also want to be able to reach out with either hand and pop the safe open. The unit I have has a spring-loaded door. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. The final message this week is from David M. He writes, "Your latest podcast was very timely and useful. I also agree with your comments on the difficulties of a shotgun as the defensive weapon of choice in the home. However, a shotgun is one of my choices, and I recently added secure storage that I believe provides security and access for my shotgun that is similar to the biometric safe you mentioned for your weapon. I have a ShotLock Solo Vault for shotguns. It is mounted to a stud in the wall at a suitable location. The combination lock is mechanical and can be opened in the dark. The gun is held securely, with rounds in the magazine, nothing in the chamber, and the action open. There's a quote-unquote plug that fits into the open action when locked, so there is no way to operate the pump nor get around into the chamber. It works for my needs and is the first solution I have seen that provides both security and ease of access. So thanks to David and everyone who sent in emails and voicemails. You guys always have the best ideas and feedback, even when we disagree. Yes, Paul, I'm looking at you. And once again, I'll include links to the products mentioned in this episode in the show notes. You can always find the show notes at palladium-education.com/podcast. The show is out one day late because we spent the weekend redesigning and relaunching our online security officer training website. So stop by and check it out. The URL is palladiumonlinesecurity.com. palladiumonlinesecurity.com. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.